Part 3, NHS Continuing Healthcare Assessment Process. We discuss the lack of transparency of the continuing healthcare assessment process and how information and guidance was lacking from the continuing healthcare teams in Surrey and Sussex. One family described how the continuing healthcare assessment was completed online without their daughter present, and the assessor had no knowledge of their daughter who requires one-to-one support. She was deemed ineligible for continuing healthcare funding despite having a high level of need in many of the decision support tool domains. The same family was incorrectly told they could not bring anyone else to the continuing healthcare assessment. We discussed how it can be helpful to bring someone who knows the individual professionally or another carer or an advocate to the assessment. It was raised that parents and carers may have their own access needs which should be considered. In this case, the family have a right to appeal the continuing healthcare decision and also make a complaint about the process. Beacon CHC offer 90 minutes free advice, and if you live in East Sussex, you can have the support of an independent health complaints advocate from the advocacy people.